Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, press release. To the protesters in Yemen, only the armies will liberate Palestine. Translated. Demonstrations took place in the capital Sana'a and in several other Houthis-controlled provinces on the last Friday of Ramadan in commemoration of the so-called International Quds Day. The statements made during those demonstrations made it clear that the positions of the Yemeni people were and will continue to be supportive of the Palestinian people alongside the Sons of the Ummah in the defense of the sanctities and to support the Palestinian residents' movements to confront the usurping Zionist occupation forces. Therefore, we must state the following. 1. The occupation of Palestine by the Jews after killing, displacing, and evacuating our people from it is one of the colossal disasters that the Ummah has been exposed to after the demolition of the Khilafah, Caliphate State, which at the end of the Ottoman era, even with its weakness, was able to stand as an impenetrable fort against the plans of global Zionism and the Kafir West behind it to seize Palestine. The issue of Palestine has preoccupied the Islamic countries in general, and the Kuffar in particular. This issue that is mentioned in every newspaper or radio since the entry of the Jewish gangs with the support of the English and the French in the 1920s and until today when talking about it does not go beyond holding conferences, marches, and going around in the empty circle. 2. The reality of the Palestine issue is that it is the issue of all Muslims, and it is a land usurped from the Muslim countries by the colonial kuffar. The Rashid Caliph Omar ibn al-Khattab opened it, and Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi liberated it. Today, Palestine waits for someone to liberate it from the abomination of the Jews. 3. The duty of Muslims is to return it to the lands of Islam and thus to know how to solve it in a radical and correct way by Islam, represented in an Islamic army that raises the banner of jihad and demolishes the fortresses of the Jews into ruins. Slogans, conferences, rallies, and standing at the doors of mosques to ask for money from Muslims will not liberate it. It should be clear and firmly established that the question of Palestine is an Islamic issue. The reference for its solution must be the law of our Lord and everything else is false. The responsibility falls on the shoulders of the Islamic Ummah, especially the armies, to liberate it by jihad for the sake of Allah, not by absurd negotiations and the calls for normalizations led by Abbas and the rulers of harmful regimes in Muslim countries. 4. The call for such rallies to remind Muslims of Quds Day is an idea that started from Iran and its followers. Since the launch of the rally's call for the International Quds Day, we have not seen a missile fired at the Jews. We are surprised of those who called themselves the axes of resistance. All their actions are just to fool the people. The Ummah in general, and our people in Palestine in particular, have been overfilled with slogans. So we want an action that makes the Jews forget the whispers of Satan. 5. The issue of Palestine exposed all the past and present rulers. They are exposed at its walls. They were not satisfied with selling it, but rather they rushed towards normalization with the Jews. Here are the fools of the Gulf at the shoes of the Jews, normalizing relations with them. All rulers in Muslim countries must be mopped away. They should be replaced by an Islamic state that unites Muslims and protects Islam with its one army and one imam, whose one of his first tasks is to link back the Muslim countries that were cut off. As long as returning Palestine to the Sultan, authority of Islam, is an obligatory matter, this requires work to establish the Islamic state because this is its duty. The Sharia principle is, quote, whatever leads to a wajib is itself a wajib, end quote. Therefore, what is required today from Muslims and Islamic movements before them is to work with the utmost speed and with the utmost energy to remove these rulers and install a caliph for the Muslims to rule over them by what Allah has revealed and rid them of this humiliation of the Jews, the most debased people on the earth in the sight of Allah, in collision with the rulers of the Muslims. Hizb ut-Tahrir invites you to do so. 6. The international powers tamper with the issues of the Ummah, including the issue of Palestine. They pass it around among themselves within the conflicts of interest and influence, which will end soon, Allah willing, under the shadow of the second Khilafah al-Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state on the method of the prophethood, whose time has come and whose crescent has appeared. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And Allah is predominant over his affair, but most of the people do not know. Surah Yusuf, Ayah 21. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in Wilayah Yemen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.